Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 36. Lord Chaitanya conquers Benares. Episode 6. Aftermath. When all the Mayavadi sannyasis thus heard the explanation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the basis of Sambandha, Abhidheya, and Prayojana, they spoke very humbly. Dear sir, you are Vedic knowledge personified, and you are directly Narayana himself. Kindly excuse us for the offenses we previously committed by criticizing you. And so from that moment, when the Mayavadi sannyasis heard the explanation of the Vedanta Sutra from Lord Chaitanya, their minds changed, and on the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they too chanted Krishna, Krishna, always. Thus, Lord Chaitanya excused all the offenses of the Mayavadi sannyasis and very mercifully blessed them with Krishna Nam. After this, all the sannyasis took Lord Chaitanya into their midst, and thus they all took their meal together. And after thus delivering the people in general, Lord Chaitanya desired to leave Varanasi. After instructing Sri Sanatana Goswami, Lord Chaitanya sent him towards Vrindavana. Because the city of Varanasi was always full of tumultuous crowds, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after sending Sanatan to Vrindavan, returned to Jagannath Puri. I have thus herein given a brief account of these pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in Benares, but later I shall describe them in an extensive way. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates of the Panchatattva distributed the holy name of the Lord to invoke love of Godhead throughout the universe, and thus the entire universe was thankful. Lord Chaitanya dispatched the two generals, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, to Vrindavan in order to preach the bhakti cult. As Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami were sent towards Mathura, so Nityananda Prabhu was sent to Bengal to preach extensively the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally went to South India, and Lord Chaitanya broadcast the holy name of Lord Krishna in every village and town. Thus, Lord Chaitanya went to the southernmost tip of the Indian peninsula known as Setu Bandha or Cape Comorin. Everywhere, Lord Chaitanya distributed the bhakti cult and love of Krishna, and in this way, Lord Chaitanya delivered everyone. Lastly, while chanting the Panchatattva Mahamantra, one must chant the names of Sri Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhara, and Srivasa, along with their many devotees. This is the process. Again and again, I offer obeisances unto the Panchatattva. Thus I think that I will be able to describe something about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Recorded January 22, 2022, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.